GWA. This is Lucid Dream with me, aka you might know me as Lucy. And it is Christmas Eve, and I am really running out the clock on the acceptable time period in which to answer my own Christmas questionnaire. So I thought I would do that right now. Also, thank you to everyone who has already answered it. I've really been enjoying listening and reading all of your answers over the past couple of weeks and getting to know you better. You all are hilarious, and you have wonderful Christmas traditions. All right, so let's get started. Okay, a very festive Christmas questionnaire by me. question number one, favorite Christmas movie? All right, baby me was obsessed with The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, and I had a huge crush on Bernard the Elf. I hope that's relatable to some of you. adult me has a more niche choice, and it is A Bad Mom's Christmas, which is a sequel to the movie Bad Moms. I have started watching it almost every year with my own mom, and we find it hilarious, and we bond over things, and Mila Kunis is absolutely stunning. So you should go watch it. Okay, number two, favorite Christmas song. That's an easy one. I really love Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song. Actually, I might have a clip of that I could link below. Not good quality. Has a blooper at the end, but some of you might find it funny. Another Christmas song that I love that probably ties for that is the song This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. But I love Ruben Studdard's cover of that from the OG American Idol Christmas album from like 2002 or something. I had the CD. I played it until the CD broke Christmas after Christmas after Christmas in the car with my parents. And did they break the CD? Did it break when someone stepped on it? Who's to say? I couldn't blame them either way. Question number three, favorite Christmas cookie or dessert? I am a slut for a Linzer cookie. God, they are so good. I make them every year. I make them with seedless jam or a lemon curd inside. Oh, fuck. Delightful. If it's not a Christmas cookie, my family's probably eating sticky toffee pudding on Christmas Day or Boxing Day. And if you haven't had sticky toffee pudding, it is like a steamed pudding or dessert that is made with dates and like sugar and treacle, or I guess corn syrup, maybe molasses, who's to say? Something sweet and insanely sticky. Okay. What do you do on Christmas Eve? Typically, Christmas Eve is very stressful for me in the first half of the day and very fun for me the second half of the day. First half is usually running around like a chicken with my head cut off and trying to prep all of the presents I still need to wrap, bake multiple desserts to bring to a family function that evening, cook multiple things, pick up any last minute gifts, mail Christmas cards that I may have forgotten to mail. Is that the story of how today went? Probably. Yes, it is. but they're up. They're done. second half of the day, we go to my aunt's house and we have a lovely dinner. We normally eat lasagna and giant salads and stuff, and we do like a family present swap. And then we normally get home, more present wrapping, more last minute stuff, drink a bunch of eggnog, a bunch of brandy, normally go to bed by midnight, kind of drunk. Okay. Talk us through your typical Christmas day for question number five. These days, now that I am an adult and the rest of my siblings are adults, Christmas day starts a bit later than it used to when we were kids. So maybe around like 10 or something, we'll get up and we'll come into my living room at my parents' house and we'll open stockings, like stocking gifts with my parents. And we'll stop after stockings and we'll go and have like a big brunch with like a baked egg thing, a fruit salad, cinnamon rolls, and black pudding and stuff. And then after that, we will mosey back into the living room, open the rest of our presents, we'll open any Christmas cards that have come to the house, call people, FaceTime people, put on Nat King Cole and some other old standard Christmas classics and put those on the stereo. I just like have a really lovely chill time hanging out, playing with the new presents, talking with my siblings, my parents, and mosey around until dinner time. We actually get takeout on Christmas because we found over the years that it's like too stressful to make a big breakfast, do the Christmas stuff, and then also make like a giant dinner as well. So we'll have our traditional quote unquote Christmas dinner on Boxing Day and get like Indian or Chinese on actual Christmas Day. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's delicious. It's casual. It's way less stressful than it used to be. Would highly recommend. Then we'll do that and we'll probably watch Die Hard on TV or something if my dad gets his way. And then, recuse ourselves back to our respective rooms for the rest of the evening. Da, 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 da. Number six, what's your dream destination for the holidays? I would love nothing more than to spend Christmas in either Germany and like go to those really traditional Christmas markets in, what is it, Cologne or Stuttgart or something, and have like a very, very traditional German Christmas, or to go to Finland and like go to one of those glass igloos that's in the middle of nowhere and like stare up at the sky and look at the northern lights and stuff. That's a dream destination just in general for me, but I can imagine it would be 10 times as fun at Christmas. So that's my answer for that. All right, question number seven. When did I find out the truth about Santa? All right, I distinctly remember it was traumatizing. I was in the third grade and I was talking with my friend, and she was telling me about how she had found like all of her Christmas presents in her house labeled for her and her family members. And then not only that, she had found like the Santa suit or whatever that her dad had worn to like deliver their presents. My friend was very gullible. He would like deliver their presents as Santa every year, and she found his costume and like all the presents hidden, and she told me about it, and she was like having a meltdown, and I was like, oh, well, this brings into question all of my own thoughts about Santa and Christmas. And then my little analytical brain started picking it apart from there, and the mystery swiftly unraveled after that. Actually, it's kind of a miracle that none of my siblings ruined it, because like I'm the baby, and I'm sure it would have made them absolutely tickled to have ruined that for me. Question number eight. Do I prefer Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or Boxing Day? I am an advocate for the supremacy of Boxing Day. So, all the lovely things have happened on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and all of those lovely things are also hella stressful. So, Boxing Day is the best because you've gotten through all of those things, and you have opened all your presents, and like all you have to do is spend time with your family and relax. I mean, if you're not working, spend time with your family and relax. And enjoy the things that you've just received, or like watch other people enjoy the things that you've given them, which, let's be honest, is more fulfilling these days. And if you're my family, you get to have a giant dinner at night of like a roast lamb and mint jelly and goose fat potatoes and God, what else do we eat? Stuffing and Yorkshire puddings and stuff like that. Ugh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for Boxing Day. I'm so excited. Okay, number nine. What is the most memorable gift you have ever received? The most memorable gift I have ever received was. Yeah, I wrote these questions like 2 weeks ago. You think I would have had time to mull them over and come up with an appropriate answer? Okay. When I was like maybe six, seven. I was really into reading the American Girl doll books. I would get them from the library and they would have like really ratty covers and stuff, but I devoured them. I was like a really precocious little reader and major history nerd even at that tiny baby age. and I would just try and get my hands on as many of those American Girl doll books as I could. And I would like ask my parents for an American Girl doll, and they would be like, no, those things are stupid expensive. But I was a baby and I didn't have any concept of money, so of course I was like, why? Why can't I have one? Which I'm sure was very stressful for them. But like I understood that like we couldn't afford it. Kind of. I mean, I didn't really understand it, but like on a surface level, I understood that like I wasn't going to get one. But I really enjoyed reading the books. And like my grandmother specifically would take me to the library to get them, and it was like a thing we did together. And she was like really pleased to foster this love of reading for me because she was a huge reader herself. And so that was like really important to her. So I woke up one Christmas morning when I was 6 or 7, and I came downstairs, and my grandmother was staying with us, and she was like, you should open this present first. And she handed it to me, and I ripped it open, and it was a Samantha doll that she had saved up money and purchased for me herself, because my parents couldn't afford it. And it meant a lot to me then because I had really wanted this doll. And I had like a weird attachment to it because I had read all of her books and she was basically like a real person to me. But I think it probably means even more to me now as an adult that I have some sort of appreciation for how much money that cost and what like a big deal that was for her to get that for me and for her to care enough to like, I don't know. She knew it was like a big deal for me to have this thing. And so she made it happen. And I'm really grateful for that. I still have it somewhere. It's in storage. Poor Samantha. She's cooped up in plastic somewhere. But yeah, that was a huge deal. And she also got me a bunch of books that day. And I am a voracious reader even now. And I probably have her to thank for that. So thanks, Grandma. All right. What is the best gift I have ever given? Most memorable gift I've ever given. Oh, I flew to a long distance partner for the period like after Christmas one year, and I surprised them. Like I was like, oh, like I got a plane ticket, like your present is that I'm coming. So I'm sure that was like really memorable, and we had a really nice time, and it was lovely. But that was my gift to them that year. Me, I was the present. Number 10. Do you prefer to buy your gifts or to make things for other people? I think it really depends on the person, but I am like quite crafty and like to make things, especially edible things. I'm quite a baker and like a cook, and I like to preserve things and can things and do like the homesteading skills or whatever. So there are quite a few people in my life who over the years have developed a lot of love for like certain food items that I make them during the holidays, and like they expect them every year. So like I really enjoy making those things for them and like thinking about them while I'm making them, like how much they're going to enjoy them and like how it sort of like fosters this lovely thing between us. I don't know. I'm such a sap. But yeah, so I guess I prefer making things for people unless there's something that they really like need that will really like enhance their life in some way that can only be bought. And then I feel a lot of satisfaction for being able to buy that thing for that person, if that makes any sense. Probably, I hope it does. Okay. 11. Quick, try to name all of Santa's rain. Oh, crap. When I was writing this, I was like, you know, this is so hypocritical because I don't think I could name all of these off the top of my head, anyways. And then, like, 3 nights ago, my friends and I went out to, like, pub trivia together. And one of the questions was, name all of Santa's reindeer. And it should be easy if you know the Rudolph the Red-Eared Reindeer song. But I don't. So this is a little bit embarrassing for me. Okay, so Dasher, Donner, Prancer, Dancer, Vixen, Blitzen, Rudolph, Comet. Oh, fuck, how many was that? That's all I got, folks. To everyone who sang the song, I love you. You're an MVP. You are better than I could ever be. All right. 12. Are you a last-minute shopper or are you organized? Okay. I'm a very type A person. I love a spreadsheet. I love a list. I love a tactical plan with many moving parts. This year, I dropped the ball. I didn't finish my shopping until like 2 days ago. And normally I have it done by the first week of December. Normally I make a list of all the people that I have to shop for. I make ideas for every single person, like five things each. I compare costs. I look online, I look in person, and I am ready with a plan on Black Friday. That did not happen this year. I don't know why. I think I lost my mind. Pandemic. Certain allowances must be made. But I did manage to get everything done this year, and everything that had to go far away got sent on out of time. And that, in and of itself, is a feat. So I will consider that a win. Okay. Number 13. Do you have any funny, embarrassing stories about the holidays? Yes. However, none of them are coming to mind at this moment. Oh, God. Oh, actually. Yeah, I mean, this is embarrassing for my brother, but it's hilarious to me. One Christmas, after we came back from my aunt's house on Christmas Eve, the rest of us were like wrapping presents and stuff, and the fire alarm went off. We were like, what the fuck? Like, nothing's on fire, nothing's being cooked in the kitchen, whatever. So we were freaking out because we were like, there must be something wrong with the electrical somewhere. Something must be happening that's serious. And so my dad was like running around the house trying to find the source. And my beloved brother was in his room, his childhood bedroom, with like socks stuffed underneath the crack in the door, smoking a lot of green stuff in there. And it had gotten out into the hallway and like set off the smoke detector. And he got his ass handed to him verbally that night. It was so funny. So funny to me. The Schadenfreude was real, but it was just insanely embarrassing for him. Maybe that's cheating, but I don't think anything particularly embarrassing has happened to me around the holidays. So we'll have to go with embarrassing for him. Okay. What Christmas scents always make you nostalgic? Cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns, fir trees, because my family sells Christmas trees. So like the scent of fir and pine and stuff is like very, oh, it must be Christmas. But like, yeah, cinnamon buns in the morning. And peppermint. But like a very particular non-synthetic type of peppermint, you know what I mean? Like a peppermint oil from like those like natural candy canes. 15. Are you on the naughty list or the nice list this year? I'm on the neutral list, let's be honest. Probably on the naughty list for activities that I do here, but I hope I'm on the nice list for kind deeds that I've done, so I think it evens out, neutral list. Okay, number 16. If you could bump into any celebrity under the mistletoe, who would it be? Oh, it would be Ben Barnes. Lovely, lovely, beautiful singing voice. Very attractive face, very talented actor, Ben Barnes. He's so handsome. Go watch Shadow and Bone. He's just so dreamy. Great voice. You know, we appreciate a good voice here. Great. He's got a, yeah, he's got a good one. Jesus Christ, Lucy. Okay. 17. Does your family have any special holiday recipes? What are they? Aforementioned cinnamon buns. We do like a chai glaze on top. Oh, it's delicious. And other than that, like, it's not Christmas unless we have a roast leg of lamb with like garlic studs and mint jelly. But like, that's kind of it, I guess. Besides cookies and other baked goods. Okay. Number 18. What do you do that weird stretch of time between Xmas and New Year's Eve? Sometimes I'm working, but if I'm not working, I love to sleep and pretend I'm a teenager again and hole myself up in my childhood bedroom and play video games. Or my friends will come around and like we'll just bum around together and watch TV, and it's just very low key. This year I'm hoping to get a bunch of writing done and recording and maybe read some actual physical books for once. That would be nice. Do I make New Year's resolutions? And do I have any for this year? I used to make New Year's resolutions, and then I never did them, so I stopped making them. Even though I'm like very type A and I love setting goals and making lists and stuff, I feel like New Year's resolutions just sort of set me up for failure because I don't set realistic goals for myself. I set like very lofty goals, and then I feel bad about myself when I don't attain them. So this year, I think more manageable goals that are not for the entire year would probably be good. Okay. Number 20, real or fake Christmas tree? Real, 100%. A fake tree would be blasphemous in my family, even though secretly I am kind of allergic to Christmas trees. I'm not gonna lie. My nose runs and like my throat gets really itchy and my eyes get itchy. But you know what? Sometimes you gotta sacrifice. So I take a Claritin and I move on with my life. But I have to have that like real Christmas tree smell in the house, and you know, the feel of the needles and stuff is just not the same. Okay, 21, candy cane or gingerbread man? It's gotta be gingerbread man. Not like, you know, like those big puffy gingerbread that have like a different texture than like the crispy snappy ones. Oh, those are so freaking good. 22, eggnog or mulled wine? Both. I love both of those things. Eggnog with brandy. So good. Mulled wine with orange and clove. Oh, also so good. But if I had to choose one, and I could only drink that for the rest of my life, it would have to be mulled wine. All right, 23, Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé? I am sorry, Mariah. Michael has more variety in his repertoire. So I have to choose Michael. 24, multicolored lights or white lights? I think both look really good in their respective like aesthetic environments, but my personality is very much attuned to the nostalgia of multicolored lights, like the big ones, not the LEDs, the big chunky boys that are like vaguely dangerous these days. I love those. And they always make me think about Christmas from when I was little. Okay, God, this is getting so long. I'm so sorry. I'm just a rambler at heart. Okay, 25. Last one. Ice skating or sledding? It's gotta be ice skating. I did figure skating as a kid, and I just freaking love it. Like sledding, you know, you go down, the thrill is great, then you have to walk all the way back up the hill in order to do it again. Ice skating is just a fun time. You know, you go with your friends, you fuck around in the ice, hopefully you don't get a concussion, you get to show off a little bit. If you're on a date, you get to pull them around and teach them some moves, and that's all real cute. It's just a good time. Okay, bonus. Drop a pic of your fave ugly Christmas sweater. I will do that. I will upload it to Imgur. Imgur? Oh, fuck. Someone tell me how to pronounce that in the comments, please. Imgur. Imgur. Whatever. I have like a bunch of ugly Christmas sweaters because I'm just a festive hoe and I love leaning into the tacky aspects of the season. But I've got this Christmas sweater, or Christmas jumper, rather, that's black and then it has like a giant sequined wreath on it. And if you go in near any direct light source, you blind everyone around you. But it's so fun. I'll post a picture of that. Anyways, thank you for listening to me ramble. Thank you to everyone who participated. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And I can't wait to see what everyone in our community produces in the coming year. Bye!